This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Lots of reaction to what appears to be a draft opinion suggesting the Supreme Court may be about to overturn Roe versus Wade. President Biden says the stability of our law demands the high court not overrule Roe. He will work to codify abortion right into law. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer say if this leaked report published by Politico is accurate, the Supreme Court is poised to inflict what they call the greatest restriction of rights in the past 50 years. But opponents are ready. Demonstrating outside the U.S. Supreme Court. The Guttmacher Institute predicts 26 states are likely to ban abortion if Roe versus Wade is overturned, even though recent AP polling finds 69% of voters want abortion to remain legal. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russian forces reportedly have started to storm that besieged steel plant in Mariupol, Ukraine. Some of the civilians who've managed to get out of Mariupol are telling terrifying stories. The AP's Jennifer King.
Evacuee Alexander Vorotolin says Azovstal was bombed 24 hours a day. The Ukrainian Azov Regiment and the Russian Defense Ministry both released video set to show civilians being evacuated from underneath the flattened steel plant on Sunday, climbing over rubble and boarding waiting buses in an operation coordinated with the Red Cross. One Azov Regiment deputy commander said they could hear voices of people still alive under destroyed buildings that would be difficult to save without special equipment. I'm Jennifer King.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she's appointing U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado as lieutenant governor. A man is scheduled to be executed today for killing a Missouri couple while robbing their home. His execution was overturned 3 times previously. This is AP News. Workers at an Amazon warehouse in New York vote no to unionizing.
About 62% of the workers voted against the union. That's according to the National Labor Relations Board, which oversaw the process. Turnout was 61%, with about 1,600 workers eligible to vote. The result is a blow to organizers who last month pulled off the first successful U.S. organizing effort in Amazon's history. An attorney who assisted the Amazon labor union, which led the organizing effort, says the group is planning to object. A separate election last month gave the ALU a surprise victory when workers at a different Staten Island facility voted in favor of unionizing. I'm Mike Hempen.
Biogen will replace its CEO and largely abandon marketing of its controversial Alzheimer's drug Aduhelm less than a year after the medication's launch triggered a backlash. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.